station, Manx Radio.
This is Judith Lay welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service.
Manx Radio.
In Braddon yesterday afternoon, in beautiful bright sunshine, a ribbon was cut, against a cloudless blue sky a flag was raised, and over 100 guests celebrated the official opening of the new Salvation Army Church and Community Centre, a centre designed and equipped to serve the people of the island through all kinds of community outreach. The Salvation Army's Lord Street Citadel in central Douglas had been their home since 1930, but by 2017 it was realised that the building was no longer fit for purpose and redevelopment of that site wasn't the best way forward. So, in 2017, the Army moved out, and in due course, the former Red Cross headquarters in Ballacottia Crescent on the edge of the Isle of Man Business Park was identified as a suitable place to develop a facility where the mission of the Salvation Army, to serve the island's community, could flourish alongside their worship. So, their community programmes began to operate from the Ballacottia Crescent building, whilst weekly worship took place first in Fairfield Road School, then in Paul Rose Methodist Church. In due course, work started on development of the Ballacottia Crescent building and was finished on time and under budget in October last year. Then it was time to plan the celebration, drawing together national and international leaders of the Salvation Army, as well, of course, as the local corps and the many friends and supporters who'd been involved in countless ways in the journey from Lord Street to Braddon. And in the presence of His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor, Sir John, and Lady Lorimer, and guests representing government and the community, alongside representatives of many of the island's other churches. Now, there's so much that I want to bring you from this celebration that I'm making this into a two-part programme, with more conversations, music, and reflections when I'm at your service at this time next week. But for now, from the cutting of the ribbon at the door to the building, let's move inside. We'll have more music from the band and the songsters of the Salvation Army Isle of Man in a few minutes. But first, a plaque had to be unveiled in the entrance to the church and community centre. But there was a slight change of plan. The official opening and dedication of the building was to have been carried out by General Lyndon Buckingham, the worldwide leader of the Salvation Army, the overall leader of the church and charity that operates in 130 countries. But just 3 days ago, we received the news that, due to illness, General Buckingham would be unable to travel to the island. Therefore, the opening and dedication would be in the most capable hands of two people who had already planned to be here and who have a strong link with the island. Commissioners Paul and Janine Main are now the territorial commanders, the leaders of the Salvation Army in the UK and Ireland and the Isle of Man. But between 1991 and 1997, they were young officers leading the Salvation Army in the Lord Street Citadel. So, as we'll hear when I chat with them shortly, this was a very special moment for them. Let's listen now as Commissioner Paul unveils the plaque.
We're gathered in the new citadel, and we often mark these occasions with a memorial plaque. It says, opened by General Buckingham. So you have to imagine is the only time that I will get out to speak when it says the general. So are you going to make the most of this? We're delighted. And the investment through many committees, the many discussions, the prayer, the vision casting, when we realised that Lord Street Hall was no longer suitable for us. All of that, the transition of our hearts and our minds from that space to this space. But all is done to the glory of God, and our lives are given to the glory of God. So in dedicating this hall, we acknowledge God's provision for us, his resourcing for us into the days ahead. So what a pleasure it is for me to unveil this plaque and to dedicate this citadel to the glory of God.
As the band played, we moved into the worship area in the new building, where it was the duty of Commissioner Janine Main to officially confirm the new name for the Salvation Army on the island.
Territorial headquarters agreed to rename this corps as it now serves the whole island. The Salvation Army is highly respected on the island, and so today we officially recognise the renaming of this Isle of Man corps, which truly reflects its island-wide ministry and mission. Because God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing, and it's happening here. So we thank God for every one of you, every member of the Salvation Army, every supporter, every encourager, every person who's connected in some way or other. You're here today because you want to be part of this new thing. And we believe God is going to do that. We thank God and praise him for it. We thank God for Captain Dylan and Rachel, for all their service, for how they have brought this to being with your help and with your support of so many others.
And after that very significant dedication, time for some new music. Written last year for the 140th anniversary of the Douglas Corps and also for this opening of the Church and Community Centre, we're going to hear the Songsters, the Salvation Army Choir, singing You Are Leading Us. This was written by Rob Little and Richard Woodruff, two Salvationists from the Warrington Corps. The lyrics by Rob Little are based on two scripture passages that God gave to the Corps at the beginning of the building project. Present officers, Captains Dylan and Rachel Nevote, say these verses are very special to our hearts and gave us the strength and courage to see the project through to completion. From the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And from the book of Revelation, "See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." The verses use the scriptures to indicate the green shoots, the springs and streams that are places of refreshment and nourishment, often found in the unlikely desert places, to help us through. Captains Dylan and Rachel go on to say, "In the chorus we declare we love him and will stand for him and trust him. And we acknowledge that he is leading us the way we should go, even though he knows our failings." Here's the Salvation Army Isle of Man Songsters, and You Are Leading Us.
Thank you.
You Are Leading Us, a brand new song by Rob Little and Richard Woodruff, written specially for the Salvation Army Isle of Man. Now, let's just move away from the service for a few moments to hear from Commissioners Paul and Janine Main. They're now territorial commanders, the leaders of the Salvation Army in the UK, Ireland and the Isle of Man. But remembering their 6 years from 1991, when they were officers in leadership based in the Lord Street Citadel, I wondered how they were feeling being a key part of this time of dedication.
It's a real privilege, and it was a bit emotional as well in terms of coming back and seeing something that we had invested our time in still flourishing, still here. People who'd got saved under our ministry still here and still serving the Lord. It was an absolute joy, and the sun shone, and the Isle of Man is just a beautiful island in the sun, as much as the rain, but it's just been a beautiful day.
Well, an absolute joy to have you with us. Let's talk a little now about the work that you do now, because this is a responsibility that you took on as territorial commanders from the beginning of this year. And it's lots and lots of corps of the Salvation Army. It's thousands and thousands of people. It's even more thousands of volunteers and people who are attached to the army, and so many different ministries. It's a challenge, isn't it?
It certainly is. And it's a huge privilege for us, something that we never anticipated ever happening to us, an honour that the General has appointed us. But to get out and to cheer people on, to encourage people in their faith, to thank them for their work, to see something of the community transformation that happens around the gospel, to see new initiatives, to see and to listen to those who are impacted by our ministry, who have found life or a difference in life because of the work of the army, homelessness, our older people services, end-of-life care, anti-human trafficking. The list is endless, but the impact is still very significant. In our sophisticated world, it's still significant and so much needed in this economic crisis that we are. People who never thought that they would be in a position of need are in need, and it's just beautiful to see the army responding, well, I think in a humble way, to those needs.
You know, Paul mentioned transformation, and Janine, what you offer has had to be transformed over the years, hasn't it, to meet what goes on in the world?
It has had to change and adapt to different styles and methods. But I think, you know, what we do is driven because we love Jesus. And, you know, the gospel message is very clear about doing things in the name of Jesus. And as much as you've done it to one of these, you've done it unto me, said Jesus himself. What you do for others is as if we're doing it to the Lord himself. And that humble heart is really, really crucial. And I think our people, our Salvation Army, volunteers, members, employees, they've got a heart for wanting to help others. And a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them have a heart for Jesus. And they just want to minister in that way and reaching out to people in a practical way and then showing them in that practical way the love of God is just what we do.
It's the values that underpin everything that we do. And even those who don't profess faith, who are employees, still have to abide by the values that are set within our movement, within our church. And they sign up to that. That's what we expect of them. You're doing this on behalf of the army, so you're doing it on behalf of God, whether you believe in God or not. And even in that journey, in people's own lives, in our employees, something twigs and they understand the essence of life and the essence of the scripture and the purpose that God has for each one of us.
And of course, everything that the army does is for people of all faiths and no faith.
For staff, you're in sympathy with our objectives, but the gospel is for the whosoever. So we don't put any labels on anybody. We'll meet you at your point of need and just hope that in meeting you at that point of need, you'll see something of God's love and you'll start to think, what's this all about? Why are they doing that? Why are they being so kind to me? So absolutely, it's for all. The whole reason the army was birthed was because the church had forgotten that those who were marginalised, those who were on the edge of society. That's why the Salvation Army came into being. And we've still got a ministry. There's still a place for that because society hasn't changed much.
I love preaching, and that's a real blessing to be able to do that. And in the Salvation Army, you're very aware that women are able to be equal with men, whether we're married, which Paul and I obviously are, because we originally only accepted married couples as officers, although that has changed. All women are able to be equal to the men that we work alongside in preaching ministry. But I'm also aware that there are areas where we've been quite male-dominated, and I love to speak up for women's rights, as it were, not through feminism so much, but just in a sense of God has made us equal, and women have so much to offer in leadership, in bringing some kind of different ideas and aspects, different angles to leadership. And I'm really very passionate about wanting to see women in leadership.
Jeanine, how much travelling does this new role involve you both in?
That is a very interesting question. We are travelling constantly, it would appear. But although obviously it's tiring, and, you know, there's occasions when we'd like to just be at home and rest a little, which we do have small opportunities for, the opportunity to meet with people and to be out with people and to engage with what the Salvation Army is doing in different localities, very exciting for us. It's such a pleasure to see Salvationists in action and to see how there is great ministry going on. And although the reputation is the churches are dying and there are less people going to church, we're really encouraged by what we see in the Salvation Army. Our congregations may not always be huge, but there's a great missional heart and a desire to serve God amongst our people. So it's the travelling, it's exhausting, but it's a real pleasure.
Paul, do you ever get a chance where you can just go to church and somebody else leads worship and you can just sit there and receive? Do you ever get that opportunity?
We do. And we've been part of a congregation in Bromley in South London for probably 11 years off and on. And it's a safe place. They treat you as a normal individual. Your rank and status has no place there. And we just feel that we can go be with friends and be ministered to. So that's very precious to us. Probably since in this role, it's happening less than we would like. But we do diarise it in our diary because we like to be congregants. We like to be in the pew and to receive ourselves. And it's important to be part of a fellowship and a Christian community. So we feel very warmly welcomed and included at Bromley.
And I would guess that even when you're not there, that they're praying for you because
definitely.
You are part of that.
Yes.
And that is hugely important, isn't it?
There's been a promise of prayer from so many people. We get cards from people that we don't know, from core members who have prayer meetings regularly who say, we've been praying for you this week, from people who promise to pray. We're very, very aware that we're almost held up in God's hands and supported by those people. You know, God doesn't need people to hold his hands up, but we know that we're held in God's hands because those people are praying for us.
Thank you, Commissioners Paul and Jeanine Main, Territorial Commanders, leaders of the Salvation Army in the UK, Ireland and the Isle of Man. A little while ago, we heard a new song specially composed for this official opening, and now we're going to hear a new march, written for the band, again for both the 140th anniversary of the Douglas Corps in 2023 and the official opening of the new church and community centre. It's called, very appropriately, To the Future, and was composed by Charles Craig. You might recognise a familiar hymn tune, Woodlands, included because the words set out a great resolve for the future. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. But listen carefully and you might also hear a melody that's a significant salute to the island. Thank you. I'm sure you instantly recognised Ellen Vanin in that new march to the future, played by the band of the Salvation Army Isle of Man. And I'm afraid that's where we must press pause on the official opening of the new church and community centre. But we'll press play again next week with conversations with other Salvation Army officers. Several of them will be well known to you, as well as more stories, reflections and music recorded this weekend as we celebrated with the Isle of Man Corps and their many friends and supporters. I really hope you'll be able to join me again for that. But now it's notice board time, and a reminder that St Thomas's Church, just off the promenade, close to the Gaiety Theatre here in Douglas, is well worth a visit whilst the amazing Gaia Earth art installation is in place. And their beautiful flower tower on the outside of the building is a bright beacon to welcome you in. The daytime tickets are free and you can get them from the sponsor's website, netzero.im. There are also Manx Music Festival classes under Gaia in St Thomas's later today, starting at 2:30. There's no need to book in advance for these. You can just pay at the church door. Vocal solo classes at 2:30 and organ classes at 6:30. An all-day ticket valid for both St Thomas's and the Villa Marina is just £5 for adults. Admission to the Guild is free at all times for all under 18s. Back now to tonight, and the Mariners Choir will be in Balaff for a service starting at 6:30, at which Reverend Brian Evans-Smith will preach. Mr Mike Derber is the soloist and Mr John Neal the organist. And as usual, this will be followed by supper and community hymn singing with a warm welcome for everyone. On Wednesday, May the 1st, between 10 and 12 noon, everyone is warmly invited to join Angela Southern and Louise Whiteleg for a May Day coffee morning at Union Mills Methodist Chapel, raising funds to support Angela Southern's visit in late May to Sierra Leone to the Methodist Church in West Africa. Angela has been chosen to represent Great Britain and will have an opportunity to visit the Isle of Man-funded health clinic in the port and capital, Freetown. The following day, Thursday, May the 2nd, there's a Manx Bluebell afternoon tea, raising funds for motor neurone disease Isle of Man, and will be served in St Paul's Church Hall in Ramsey on Thursday between 2 p.m. and 4. It's just £10 per person. Booking is essential as the places will be limited. So phone or text Christine on 494966. 494966. Finishing now with a look to next weekend, and as it's the first Saturday of the month, the Glenmay Craft Market will be open on Saturday the 4th of May between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the Glenmay Chapel and Community Centre. Homemade produce and handicrafts by local artists and so much more. Entry is free and you can buy homemade light lunches, those famous bacon baps, hot and cold drinks and of course cakes. And next Sunday, there's a special Songs of Praise in St Luke's Church in Baldwin when the life of Thomas Cowell, MBE, will be remembered, following his death earlier this month. Tom's funeral took place in Kirkbraddon on Friday, but this will be a chance to remember him in a church that was so dear to him and such an important part of his life. We offer our sincere sympathy to his surviving brother, Willie, and hope as many as possible will gather to enjoy the Songs of Praise service in St Luke's next Sunday night, May the 5th, at 6:30. And I'm afraid that's all that we have time for now, but I'll be back later in our virtual lounge tonight from 9 o'clock onwards. Little bit different tonight. We'll open the lounge door as usual at 9. At 9:30, I'll be joined by Howard Parkin for this month's edition of the Manx Sky at Night. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be going to the Guild. I will bring you coverage of these first 2 days, the opening days of competition in the Manx Music Festival. That's from 10 o'clock tonight. And of course, sundown goes right through until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I do hope you can join me at some point later tonight. But until whenever we meet again, this is Judith saying thank you for listening, and I wish you and those you love a blessed and peaceful week and a very good morning.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.